Yesterday, I attended the funeral of an American hero, the gentleman, 75-year-old Admiral Collins, who died bicycling just last week. I think highlights the fact that we've got some of the most dangerous roads in the county for pedestrians and for bicyclists.
Sharp and the 11 other MPO board members all supported the creation of a paved bike path called the South Coast Greenway. It would run from Ruskin to Tampa with side trails in Riverview, Sun City Center, and other communities. Marilyn Safian of Sun City Center cited a range of reasons that she wants to see the project come about.
Sun City Center is a town that's full of walkers and bike riders. Matter of fact, if you visit us at 6 or 7 in the morning, the roads are just crowded with walkers and bike riders. And I'm very concerned that the Tampa Bay area has one of the highest fatality rates in the nation for pedestrians and bike riders. We badly need places for people to walk and bike ride safely, especially for people of all ages, especially school children. These kind of amenities attract new residents, businesses, and raise property values.
As one might imagine, the trail also got the thumbs up from the environmental community, including Sierra Club Outings Chair Gail Parsons, who said it would enhance the health of South County residents.
Well, let's look at the health issues. We need trails to address that issue. They're very important. We want you to prioritize them. We need trails tomorrow, not 5 years, not 20 years down the road.
The board did indeed vote to prioritize the project. The trail is part of the MPO's 2035 long-range transportation plan, something metro areas across the country are adopting. The $12 billion plan includes amped-up roadways, public transit, and pedestrian trails. The MPO plan also includes rail plans that align with those of Tibarta and Hart. One of the big questions today was where the money for the Greenway would come from. When County Commissioner Kevin Beckner asked MPO staffer Wally Blaine if the bike path would be funded with revenue from the transit tax that voters have yet to approve, Blaine said surplus federal funds would do the trick.
This would be revenue that's that is the federal allocation that we receive on a normal basis. We have an assumption of how much revenue we'll receive over the life of the plan through 2035. And at this point in time, we have not allocated all of that revenue to projects. We do have a balance in our revenues.
The MPO was also supposed to consider a project very different from the Greenway in its plan. That's the widening of a portion of Lithia Pinecrest Road running between Lumsden Road and Bloomingdale Avenue. County Commissioner Rose Ferlita said the project sparked widespread public outcry when first proposed.
We had overwhelming opposition at our policy committee. And I think probably that's what the staff looked at and decided that it was better that they remove that because of the opposition. The opposition was pretty strong and heavily heard.
Activist George Neiman said widening the road wouldn't deal with the source of the congestion, which he said was Fishhawk Ranch and other outlying communities.
The problem stems with Fishhawk and the traffic to and from Fishhawk. We are... Again, the previous proposal to go to four lanes was a proposal to fix, provide a north-south solution to an east-west problem. So when this comes up again, I would say, and even before this comes up again, I think we all need, both the Board of County Commissioners as well as the MPO and the staffs, need to refocus, and we need to refocus our energies and our money.
But Dorothy Greer, who lives along the often gridlocked roadway, said Lithia Pinecrest is currently a traffic nightmare.
Even to get from 60 to my house is unbelievable because of the stop that we in the traffic on Lithia Pinecrest and Lumsden. I mean, it's backed up so far north to get just to get through that light and get through that intersection. And then when you go down to Bloomingdale, it's a real headache. So the bottom line is, we need it.
The MPO board did not agree on whether there's a need to widen that portion of Lithia Pinecrest to four lanes, but they did elect to table the plan until the future. MPO Director Ray Chiaramonte said the project wasn't exactly slated to break ground tomorrow.
This would be revenue that is the federal allocation that we receive on a normal basis. We have an assumption of how much revenue we'll receive over the life of the plan through 2035. And at this point in time, we have not allocated all of that revenue to projects. We do have a balance in our revenues.